Hello, welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, December the 10th, 2015. I'm Dustin Hall here in the Houston, Texas office of ICIS Americas. I am here with one of our senior market editors, John Dietrich. Once again, hi, John.
How's it going?
It's going great. John and I were just remarking that the weather here in Houston is just fantastic today. If you enjoy unseasonably mild conditions, I would say. Is that accurate, John?
Yeah. I mean, to me, this is perfect. If it's October, yeah, this is about what fall should be. But it's December. It should be in the 50s at a minimum.
Right. And we should say pushing close to 75 degrees.
But I'll take this over 6 inches of snow. So
certainly. I can't complain personally. So that's the weather update. But John is mostly on, I would say, to tell us about the ethylene markets. I understand the trend there is that prices are lower. Tell us what's been going on. Give us an update, if you would, John.
So, yeah, it's the end of the year, and that obviously brings with it a typical decline in consumption. You've also got inventory management issues where people are trying, or at least some people, producers and buyers, are trying to keep their inventories as low as possible for the end of the year to avoid, you know, high taxes. The threat right now counterbalancing that is that we're supposed to have a very heavy turnaround season in the first quarter. I think the peak is maybe 14% of capacity will be out around April, and I mean January, February, March will also be a high level of capacity out for some expansion, some turnarounds. Plus, I mean, who knows what'll go down unexpectedly, especially as it's kind of the cold season here along the Gulf. The cold season. So I mean, you've got this kind of weird situation where people would like to build inventory, especially because ethylene is so cheap, about 18.5 cents a pound. But you've still got taxes to pay on it, and you know the thought is, can we maybe push it back to January and then just crank up in January and you know get us through the heavy turnaround season? But I mean, what we're seeing is that people are kind of favoring the tax avoidance path, and so spot ethylene, which started the month in the low 20s, has come down to 18 cents a pound. I think there might have been a trade as low as 17.75. This is about the lowest since, I think, November 2003. So very low ethylene prices. Margins are still, you know, pretty acceptable because ethane has come down in this time period alongside crude oil, which is obviously another factor kind of pushing down on everything, although how much of the current downturn in crude oil is inherent to crude and how much of it is global seasonality with it being colder and there being, you know, less driving, less construction, all of that. But you've got that as kind of another kind of downward pressure on the ethylene market. So yeah, in general, we're seeing pretty low ethylene prices in December heading into 2016.
Okay. You had mentioned some issues with storage. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
I mean, right now in general, unless you've got a production facility that, you know, consumes ethylene, to make a derivative product, you're going to have a hard time finding storage for your ethylene because there's either some construction or just lack of availability in the normal, you know, U.S. Gulf storage areas. And I think that's expected to improve in the first half of 2016, which makes me think that there's some kind of expansion going on. But at the moment, if you're a trader or just an investor, it's a risk to buy ethylene because you've got to take delivery of it or sell it off to people who potentially don't want it because they're consumers and they are, you know, trying to keep their inventories low, or to producers who are maybe short, but this is a fine time to be a little short because it's the end of the year. So I mean, it's one of those things. I don't know how easy it is to risk kind of, you know, taking a swap trade, take delivery of some December ethylene, and then having to find a place to put it because storage has been reduced. And as such, I think that's pushed some people out of the market. And so there's not been as much volatility in the spot market, not as much activity. So this is also just, it's the end of the year. A lot of people are at holiday parties. There's a big event going on up in New York. So it's a quiet time of the year, like always. And it's probably more cyclical, seasonal thing And the storage than kind of anything else.
Yeah, so not what we're seeing, not necessarily unusual for this time of year.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. So we talked about all the factors sort of bringing prices down. Is there anything providing any sort of support right now, conversely, or not so much?
You know, from what I understand, exports of polyethylene PVC, they're available if you want to make it and ship it off, and you know you can get it out before the kind of the tax clock strikes midnight. The U.S. still has a pretty good cost advantage with ethane coming down. You know, with crude coming down, obviously that cost advantage gets narrowed as overseas naphtha becomes more competitive with ethane.
Right.
But, you know, you've still got the ability to export the derivatives and therefore the ability to keep making them and consuming ethylene. But, I mean, other than that, it's the end of the year. It'll be interesting to see how 2016 starts because there's definitely been some talk that with the turnaround season we could be caught very short in April. And that we will still be kind of short on storage up until then, you know, but then the turnaround season will hit its peak in April, storage will become available, and spot prices could just go crazy in April all the way up as people are kind of able to, you know, buy and sell it, and there's just not as much supply, and so you know, with demand being strong, we could see that. Of course, the counter argument is that if everybody knows this is coming, what are the odds that somebody decides to delay a turnaround, or someone decides to take the risk to just build a lot of ethylene now so that they've got it to sell in 2016, which I mean I think probably makes a lot of sense. If you were to buy a lot of spot ethylene today at about 18 and a half, I don't know what the tax rate is. I don't know what you would have to get your spot price up to in a March, April kind of time frame if you were going to then sell it. But the odds are you could make a profit on it if you have the physical material.
Okay.
But from what I understand, a lot of the producers aren't really willing to take that risk. So there's not a lot of strategic stockpiling of ethylene going on right now. So there is still supply concerns for the first quarter and first half of 2016.
Okay.
But someone might alleviate that by not taking a turnaround or delaying it, and all of a sudden there's not as much of a boom.
Okay. So that's a look ahead to 2016. I thought we might wrap up. This may be the last time we talk about ethylene this year. What are the sort of standout headlines for you as far as what we saw overall in 2015 with ethylene?
I think the big takeaway is even though ethylene prices kind of hit their lowest, you know, since 2008, since 2003, margins were still very healthy compared to back then. And I mean, I think that's kind of shown the shift in the growth of the U.S. ethylene industry and the petrochemical industry toward the NGLs, you know, fueled by shale gas, and how even at the kind of their worst in, you know, 6-7 years, they're profitable to a tune of, you know, 12 cents a pound or, you know, 15, 16 cents a pound on the contract market. So, I mean, just that there's a lot of viability, there's a lot of health in the U.S. petrochemical industry, even with crude oil, you know, being something of a disaster, you know, for these guys. And that just kind of goes to show that once crude rebounds, which, I mean, it'll eventually do, probably not next year, but that's more for Ignacio to say.
Yes.
But once crude rebounds, they're going to be back to printing money like they were in most of 2012, 2013, 2014. And I mean, they'll be just even healthier than they were now. So I mean, I think that's the thing I would point to is this was about a year, you know, with crude and other factors, and these guys still were making a lot of money.
Right. They're still doing okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. All right, well, something to think about for the end of the year here as we review what we've just seen. Well, John, it's good to have you on. As always, I appreciate the time.
Always good to be here.
All right, well, everyone, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.